Hi, this is Genevieve Atwood, Earth Science Education. Still working on finding faults, East Side and West Side. We're at Fault Line Park, and I think this is number 6, and there'll be a number 7, both of them at the park here. So let's talk about extensional tectonics. So let's go back to basics. Earth is a system. It has subsystems, the subsystems interact. Those systems and subsystems run on energy and exchange materials. And Earth's energy comes from only two sources. It comes from the sun. Think erosion and deposition. Think weather. Think the forces that are on the outside of Earth. And the other place that energy comes from on Earth and actually keeps us in balance thermally is within Earth. So you'd say, what are those forces within the Earth? Are they just pressure, volume, temperature relationships? Well, at one point we kind of thought that, but it turns out that there's uneven distribution of radioactivity in Earth's crust, perhaps mantle. We don't really understand the mantle, and that those circulation patterns drive tectonics. And tectonics rules. It has enormous consequences with the atmosphere, the geosphere, the hydrosphere, the biosphere, and us, included in biosphere. So, if you're thinking about circulation patterns, and if you're thinking about just the number of terrific publications that show the subduction and show the extensional, it shows the compressional. I personally like the USGS Dynamic Earth, and it's got great illustrations. But there are places, such in Iceland, where Earth is gaining crust, creating fresh crust. And you can stand with one foot on the European plate and one on the North American plate. And it must be exciting. There are also places where there's subduction, meaning we're actually recycling. Earth is a recycling factory, and we're recycling the crust. And as part of that process, there's a certain amount of compression goes on, a little bit like a car wreck. I mean, depending on where you are, depends on how much action, faulting, uplift one gets. Utah has seen its fair share of tectonics. We've had compressional tectonics and we have extensional tectonics. And in today's environment, and for the past about 22 million years, we have been where Earth is extending because, and today we know this because of GPS measurements that we can study, we know that California, Oregon, Washington are moving west toward Hawaii faster than Denver, Chicago, Florida. So where does that happen? We can actually now tell that a lot of it happens in the basin and range. And I'm not sure you've got the handout that I sometimes have that shows how these blocks work. We get basin range, basin range, basin range, basin range. In a very simplified way, we can look at the blocks, and it's much more complicated than that. But simply, we have on the east side of the Wasatch Fault Zone, we have a terrain that is quote-unquote compensated. It's like a iceberg underneath it. And the basin and range has stretched sufficiently. And by stretched, we're not implying it's like taffy that gets thinner. We're saying that geometrically there are faults, and that by having basin range, basin range, basin range, it allows for Earth to have more crust showing, as it were. So half the motion is accommodated on the two, the easternmost and the westernmost of these big fault zones. And these are classic, world-class faults, the Wasatch Fault Zone on the east side, and the Walker Lane on the west side in the Sierras. So what you're expecting to see here is this first, you know, boundary with between these two physiographic provinces on this world-class fault. And because so much action is taking place on it, it isn't just a straight 45-degree angle. It's lystric. It seems to be almost like railroad tracks as you get west of here significantly. But when an event happens on the Wasatch Fault, this particular area, it can be up to 10 or 15 feet of relative displacement. Now, some of it does go up, but most of it goes down. And so as we stand here, let's just think about what would happen here. Now, look to the left of you, look to the right of you, look up, look down, look around the corner. Notice how it isn't a straight fault. You know, we like to picture these things as a straight line. Where will the break be? In other words, as you're standing here at the swings, are you on the upper block or are you on the lower block? So you're picturing to the east a flat surface, just to be simple, above, meaning whatever it is, 80 feet above us. And you're picturing this face, which is the scarp. And then you look towards Salt Lake City and you see that there's a down area. And that's the surface on the downside, horizontal, and it is sliding on basically the scarp, becomes the fault feature at depth. So where is the break going to be? And just fret about it, because I think you can figure this out. When I have blocks and with my students, I actually make this kinesthetic. They're meant to hold it and put their finger on the upper versus the lower. Because it may feel as if you're on the lower block when you're standing this far down. But actually, it's the surface across the street, east west of us, that is the down block. So that downward block near here is going to have maybe 10-foot drop. And it might have a 5-foot up. So are your knees going to buckle? Or are you going to fly? What's going to happen to the light stanchion? Is it going to go wongo bango back and forth? Which way will it go? Will it go north-south or will it go east-west? What about up the hill? I love those pots that are there. I think they're actually seismic monitoring devices like the ones the Japanese had. You know, are they going to fall down? Yes. So just turn to your neighbor or ask yourself, what do you think will happen here after the big one? And if the big one is on this portion of the Wasatch Fault Zone, I think it's called the East Bench Fault, what are you going to come back and see? In other words, try to personalize this. What's going to shake? What's going to fall? How about you? So, know that sort of firefighters fight fires. It doesn't mean they like fires. Seismic folks, earthquake folks know tectonics rules. And know that you can add to the knowledge if you've thought ahead of time of what you want to be monitoring or watching. One of the most important things you can do is take pictures. So be ready to do that. Of course, with cell phones, that's a lot easier than with film. If you intend to save people, maybe you need to have a bunch of leather gloves. But think ahead of time and be ready. It may not happen in your lifetime, but it just might. So the next dictation will be number 7. And we'll talk about walking around the fault line block, literally the city block.